even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome back to Productivity 360, folks. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. I want to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who has been sharing, commenting, and leaving reviews on any of the local platforms as well as international platforms that you may hear this actual show on. You know what I always say. I say that everything is better. Everything in life is better when we are productive. How many of you actually believe that? How many of you have actually seen that in your life? Talk to me, folks. I know that you've had a dynamic week. There's been a lot of challenges. There's been a lot of obstacles. There's been a lot of things that you need to overcome. Has that statement been true for you? Everything in life is better when we are productive. Well, I'm super excited to talk to you today. We're going to be talking about five steps to a productive state of mind. Five steps to a productive state of mind. Before we dive into that, what I want to share with you is every time that you set out to do something, you better believe that there will be obstacles, there will be hurdles, there will be boundaries, and there'll be things that will try to get in your way. But a productive state of mind says that you've got to change the atmosphere by speaking differently. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I hope that you are picking up what I am putting down right here, right now. I'm in your ear gate. I want it to get into your eye gate so that it can permeate your mind and change the way that you see things. Perspective, my friends, is everything. So before we dive into the five steps to a productive state of mind, my question to you is, what type of state of mind would you say that you have? Would you say that you're someone who always looks to the positive side of things? Would you say that you're someone who always looks to the negative side of things? Or would you kind of call yourself a person who is in the middle of the road? Despite where you may find yourself on the spectrum today, I want to speak to you. I want to speak to you right where you are. When we begin to talk about a productive state of mind, there are several things that I want you to pay attention to. Number one, productivity is a lifestyle. It's not a fad. It's not something that you wear when you want to. It has to become part of your DNA. And I truly believe in my heart that when you find out that the world revolves around productivity, it'll be simple for you to actually act on the productivity that is on the inside of you. Productivity in what? That's a question. Productivity in who? That's another question. When should I have productivity? I say to each and every one of you that productivity is something that you do each and every day, in every area, in every industry that you come across. Productivity is a part of it. And as I've always shared with you on this show, productivity, you show me an area where productivity is not prevalent, and I will show you an area that is lacking, an area that is on the downfall, an area that is literally not going to last or survive. So again, do you need a productive state of mind? I believe everyone in the planet needs a productive state of mind. The question is, how do we get there? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let me share this with you. Three major things that I want you to actually write down today If you're driving, of course, you can't do that. Catch it on the replay. You know, when you get to your office, make sure that you go ahead and jot these notes down. But for those of you who are at home and you have a pen and a pad out, let me share it with you. Number one, the number one thing that you need to do when you're trying to establish a productive state of mind is to clear the clutter by removing all unnecessary baggage or things that will hinder you from thinking on an optimal level. I'm going to say that again, clear the clutter. How do you clear the clutter? Well, there are several things that literally just take up space and time in your day. What do you mean? Similar to what we would call a to-do list. If you ever paid attention to what's on your to-do list, there are menial, minuscule tasks that make you feel good when you check them off. But are they moving the needle? Is it really getting anything done? Is it anything healthy that you needed to complete that you put on that to-do list? Absolutely not. It's just something there to help you say that you started something and that you did something. But the big ticket items, the things that need to get done, the things that must be accomplished, the things that literally move the needle for you, those things are not on that to-do list. So clearing the clutter causes you to sit down and ask yourself, what is necessary, what is needed, and what can I actually remove? Clearing the clutter of unnecessary baggage is the number one thing that you must do to start and to continue having a productive state of mind. The second thing that I want to share with you is that you have to develop a process that causes you to grow. Anything worth having is worth working for, fighting for, and actually putting in the blood, sweat, and tears for. So when you develop a process that causes you to grow, guess what? You begin to experience what I like to call evidence and results. And who doesn't like evidence and results? What makes you go to the gym more? Is it the pain that you experience after your first workout? Or is it the inch that you may or half inch that you may have seen come off your waist after you've worked out? You tell me. Okay, I'm just telling you, it works. Whether it's you on a diet, whether it's you looking at your finances, whether it's you in a relationship issue or area, trust me, folks, when you develop a process that causes you to grow, guess what's going to happen? You're going to run harder. You're going to do more. Why? Because it shows evidence and results. Okay, I'll give you a prime example. If there happened to have been three bald men that wanted to actually grow hair and they utilized a product, each of them utilized the product, but one person decided they're going to use the product morning, noon, and night. The other said, no, I think I should only use it in the morning. And the other said, I'm only going to use it at night. Well, the person who actually only used it at night may have experienced just a tad bit of growth. The person that used it in the morning didn't experience any growth because guess what? Maybe the product that they put on their hair, they sweat out, right? Or on their head, they sweat out. But the person that used it both morning, noon, and night, guess what happened? They begin to experience growth. And why did they experience growth? Because they developed a process that caused their hair to grow. In the morning, they would apply the product. In the afternoon, they would reapply the product. And then in the evening, they would reapply the product. Why is that person the one that actually got the hair growth? Well, it's because they were willing to put a process in place, develop some type of plan, and follow it through until they saw something come to pass. So what I share with you is develop a process that causes you to grow. It doesn't matter what the area is. It doesn't matter what the industry is. If you were talking relationships, it would be the same thing. If you were talking finances, it would be the same thing. If you were talking your health, it would be the same thing. Physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, it still works the same way. And the third thing that I want to share with you is how to create what I would call a healthy system and a rhythm that causes you to flourish. I don't want you to just grow. I want you to flourish. Why do I want you to flourish? Well, guess what? You can grow, but there's no fruit. You can grow and no one else would know it. But when you flourish, everyone around you happens to see what's going on in, with, and through your life. So again, if we're going to talk about a productive state of mind, developing a productive state of mind, these are the areas that I would tell you that you want to start with first. So what I want you to do is take a pause for the cause and go backwards and write this down. I want you to go back and look at clearing the clutter and removing all unnecessary baggage. Then I want you to go back and say, how am I developing a process that causes me to grow? Then I want you to take the time to really map it out and say, I'm going to create a healthy system and a rhythm that not only causes me to grow, but causes me to flourish. And once you do that, now you're ready for the five steps to a productive state of mind. I hope that you are picking up what I'm putting down today on Productivity 360. Why? Because not only is it possible, not only is it doable, but you can do it two. So are you up for the challenge? Are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you ready to see the results in which you say that you want? Well, only time will tell, my friends. So let me give you five actionable steps that you can take to have or start or develop a productive state of mind. People who have a productive state of mind do one thing well, and it's going to sound so cliche-ish that you may decide, man, what have I been waiting on? Well, the number one thing that you need to do is to take action. Don't talk about it. Don't dream about it. Don't just write about it, but physically take action. Mentally take action. Psychologically take action. The moment that you decide that you're going to actually do what you say you want to do, your life begins to change. So the number one step that I would share with you when it comes to a productive state of mind is to, number one, take action. The second thing that I'd like to share with you is that you've got to be bold in your leadership. You've got to be bold in your leadership. You know, when I think about that word leadership, it's a leader who has a ship that's going somewhere. So lead your ship. How do you lead your ship? You be bold about what it is that you say that you desire. So if you really, really and truly want to have what we would call a productive state of mind, then there are some things that you're going to have to do. Number one, you can't be lackluster. Number two, you can't be slowful. Number three, you can't be quiet about what you say you want to accomplish. You've got to shout it from the mountaintop. You've got to believe that you can get it done. And you've got to challenge yourself to make it happen. And how do you do that? You do that by simply being bold in your leadership. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? I know it sounds simplistic, but I promise you, when you actually walk out these principles, life begins to change. Smiles begin to become something that you do often. And why? Because you're starting to see the evidence and the results that you desire in your life, because you literally are on the path to the productive state of mind. And one thing I know for sure about a productive state of mind, or any state of mind, is whatever you think, however you feed your mind, will determine the altitude that you rise to. So if you think different, you can live different. If you think different, you will act different. If you think different, then you will be different. So be bold in your leadership. Oh man, I love it. I love it. I love it. That's why I love Productivity 360. All right. So the third thing that I want you to do is, and this one's going to scare you a little bit. I know you've heard it in some type, shape, form, or fashion before, but it is so true. I want you to defy the odds by taking giant leaps of faith. I want you to defy the odds by taking giant leaps of faith. What do you mean by that, Dr. V? Well, let me share it with you. You defy the odds of the he say, she say, or the naysayers by doing what others are afraid to do, by stretching beyond your comprehension and doing the unthinkable. Do you know why people say something is unthinkable? Because no one has tried it before. Do you know why people say it's impossible? Because no one has actually gone and made it possible. But when you take giant leaps of faith and you defy the odds, guess what happens? They have to stop saying no one has done it before, and then they start putting your name in place and saying, but that person completed it. That person did it. You know, have you heard of a young man by the name of Roger Bannister? You know, he believed that he can run. And because he decided that he was going to defy the odds, he ran so fast that they really figured out what the barrier of the speed of light or the sound of speed really is. My question is, what will you be known for? What will people remember you as defying the odds for? Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Man, folks, listen, I can't tell you how many different things that I have done that people said that can't be done until it's done, right? Can't until you do, then it can be done, right? Oh, man, man, man. All right, so we look at number four. Own your path and direction. Own your path and direction. It can be said many ways, but the bottom line is I want you to own your path and your direction. I don't care about what someone else has done. I don't care about what other people say can't be done. My question is, what do you say? Do you believe in self? Do you actually desire to do more than you've ever done before? Because that's the mindset that helps you to have a productive state of mind. That's the mindset that changes the game. That's the mindset that will show others what is possible. You know, many, many years ago, I wrote a book called The Productive State of Mind. It's possible. And the reason that those words came to me is because there were several areas in my life that people would tell me that I couldn't do something. And when I put my mind to it, when I really began to focus, when I meditated on the very thing that they told me could not be done, God showed up, he showed out, and guess what? We accomplished it. I hope you're picking up what I'm putting down when I say we. I couldn't do it by myself. The mind that I had that told me that it wasn't possible wasn't the mind that helped me accomplish it. That's why I said we. So in my mind, I think beyond who I am, and I ask my creator, what does he see that I can become? You know, I'm super, super excited about who I am, but I'm ecstatic and over the moon about who I can become. So my question to you is, do you own your path? Do you own your direction? Or are you letting someone else navigate your life? That's a very, very powerful statement that I hope that you pay attention to. As you're listening to Productivity 360 today, I hope that you would challenge yourself to ask that question. Do I own my path and my direction, or am I letting someone else forge that for me? Well, I hope that you make the right decision and that you begin to own your path instead of letting someone else craft it for you. There's nothing worse. I'll say this again. There's nothing worse than following someone else's dream and they actually wake up. What do you end up getting out of the deal? Well, I'll tell you, the short end of the stick for sure. The fifth thing that I want to share with you is be extremely intentional and focused. Be extremely intentional and focused. Why do I share this with you? Anything worth having truly is worth working for, fighting for, and worth believing in. But if you're not extremely intentional and focused, it will never get done. I've often said this to people, what you focus on actually gets done. But what you hope for, what you wish for, may never happen. So if you're going to have a productive state of mind, these are the things that I really, really want you to pay attention to. Number five, Be extremely intentional and focused. Listen, if you're intentional about taking a vacation, you will eventually take that vacation. If you're intentional about actually building your bank account, guess what? Eventually, your bank account will be built. If you're intentional about starting a business, then eventually, guess what will happen? That business will be started. If you're intentional about living a specific lifestyle and you put it before you, guess what? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So be extremely intentional about what you want in life. And when you are focused on something, guess what? It truly will get done. Let's do a quick recap so that we can go ahead and close this out. So number five, be extremely intentional and focused about your life. Number four, own your path and direction in life. Don't let anyone navigate your life for you. Number three, take giant leaps of faith by defying the odds. Number two, be bold in your leadership. And number one, take action, folks. You can do this simply by getting started today. I promise you, it is not as hard as you may think it is. Number one, clear the clutter by removing all unnecessary baggage in your life. Number two, develop a process that causes you to grow. And then number three, create a healthy system and rhythm that causes you to flourish. A few quick questions that I have for you today is this. What other mindset would you rather live with or have? What other mindset would you rather live with or have? Me personally, I choose to have a productive state of mind. What has your life been like to date? What has your life been like to date? The reason that I asked this question, the way that I asked this question is, if you could have done it already, then you would have. So you might as well try the steps to having a productive state of mind. What would your life be like if you had a productive state of mind? What would your life be like if you had a productive state of mind? These are just three simple questions that I want you to ask yourself and move forward in. And until next time, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. And you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and I want you to live to produce. Again, we've been talking about five steps to a productive state of mind. Until next week, folks, we'll catch you later. And you know what I always say, be productive or be replaced.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio App, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio App, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?